Hey guys, you're listening to Title Zone, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. I'm Nix, aka Chubby Mamba, aka Father of the Year. My co-host, what up?
Hey guys, what's up? This is Kelvin, aka the Kelvinator. Aka, I was supposed to be a wrestler but ended up as a podcaster. So, let's go.
That's super duper interesting because today, sobrang ganda ng episode natin na mangyayari because speaking of wrestling, we have none other than siguro short of inviting John Cena or Roman Reigns to the podcast, siguro ito na yung second closest thing in my opinion. No? So yes, we'd love to introduce to you guys our special guest for today, hosts of the Wrestling Podcast. Welcome Sir Stan and Sir Ro. What up, what up?
Yeah, hey guys. Thank you for having us. Wag nang sir, please. Wag nang sir. Just call us Stan and Ro.
Teka, I got to do that introduction as well. Because they did that, so I'm going to do that. So I'm Ro, a.k.a. Romeo, a.k.a. Romaran, a.k.a. Shang Daddy, a.k.a. Sandata. So thank you for having us, guys. You got to have that intro, too.
Oh, sige. I'm Stan, a.k.a. Yeah. Mr. C, a.k.a. the voice of Philippine wrestling. And it is our honor and our pleasure to be joining you on the podcast. Maraming salamat sa pag-invite ulit sa amin.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us as well.
Welcome.
Thank you for having
salamat.
Us.
So actually, so I'm super, no? super excited to have you guys on here. Kelvin, actually, Kelvin, maybe you can share your experience because I know you've been following their podcast and I know you've been in contact with Sina Standen. How did that happen?
Well, yeah. So it started out nung ano lang. Recently ko lang actually nakita yung podcast nila. But that was before we even started the Title Zone. Hindi ko rin sure but siya lumabas sa Facebook ko eh. For some reason lumabas siya and then ayun na, finalo ko na hanggang sa nakikinig na ako paminsan-minsan. And then nagkausap kami ni Stan nung nakita ko yung pasabay post. Kasi yeah, it's been a challenge for everyone who wants to buy a merch, di ba? Nawala na kasi yung ano ko eh, yung WWE guy ko na taga pasabay ko. I'm not sure what happened sa kanya, but hopefully okay siya. Tapos yun na, wala nang other option. We tried doing yung personal kami na lang bibili, but super mahal nung ano, nung tax sa kay shipping. And thankfully, nagkaroon ka ng second batch kasi nung first batch, alam ko hindi kami umabot, if you remember.
Uh-huh.
Tapos yun na. And then yun. So, meron na rin kasi kami podcast nung nag-order ako sa inyo or nagpasabay. So, why not? Diba? Invite namin kayo. Baka umuo kayo. And yun nga. Thankfully, you said yes. And here we are.
I'm glad to know na yung ano natin, bonding moments natin is basically capitalism at pambubudol ng isa't isa sa wrestling merch. But that's something na kami ni Ro and the Wrestling Podcast, we hope to bring to more fans here in the Philippines. Because you're right, Kelvin, it's virtually impossible to get authentic wrestling merch in the Philippines unless maparaan ka. So, kami ni Ro, we're seasoned buyers of wrestling merch. We figured out how to make it more accessible for us and we figured, why can't we share this, diba, with other people? We should share this with other people and make a little bit of money na rin on the side. So, we're happy now. We're able to bring WWE merch or even from outside WWE shop to bring it to yung mga Filipino wrestling fans like yourselves.
Yeah, the business advice I was getting. Business advice agad din, no? Find a niche na pangailangan ng mga tao tapos exploit the niche. So, yun. I didn't know we were plugging the business this early. But yes, Kelvin was nice enough to buy from us. I hope na satisfy naman yung craving mo for legit merch. Kasi,
so, tanga ni Nick, yung Christian Cage t-shirt niyo.
Yeah. No, sabi mo mahal yung tax, mahal yung shipping, but it's still there, you know, diba?
Yeah.
It's still pretty much there, pero in this case, kami nag-handle for you. So, yep. Thank you for trusting us. And, well, malapit na Black Friday, so since we're talking about it anyway, plug na rin natin na magbubukas yung Black Friday batch on November 20.
Oh, nice. We'll be sure nasasabay ulit kami.
Yun.
Actually, nag-order, may story nga dyan eh. We ordered before sa Amazon. Tapos yung isang nabili ni Kelvin, fake na. Parang fake na Rhea Ripley na. parang ano eh, may
kalendar. Yeah, sa iba yung nakalagay sa ano niya, iba yung brand niya, iba. Halatang pinaskill lang.
To be fair, bumibili ako ng ganun dito. If I really want it, pero ngayon na hindi na ganun ka ano yung, that was before we started this, and now at this point yung option natin na buying almost every month na rin from WWE or whatever online, mas okay na siya, even though mas obviously mas mahal siya.
Yeah, I'd like to think na yung generation natin parang ano na rin eh, we've grown to a point na we can kind of afford it. So if you can afford it, diba, why not treat yourself to it? Especially ngayon, holiday season, diba, magpapasko. Pucha, bigyan mo na sarili mo ng Christmas gift, or kung may tropa ka or may significant other ka na wrestling fan din, diba? Why not spend a little bit extra to make sure na authentic yung mabili mong merch, hindi ka magoyo ng some random scammer sa Amazon or whatever platform sila naglo-lurk.
Well, yeah, very thankful for outfitting me today. That's my favorite shirt. So, and yeah, we'll be sure to check out what you guys have for the 20th. We can also share that on our socials. I'm sure we have friends that will be interested to do that. Paano ba nangyari to? Like, how did you guys get into podcasting about wrestling? And I know I asked this often, but I just want to ask again, no, for the record. Ilang episodes na si Wrestling Podcast?
You wanna get into this one, Ro?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so it actually goes all the way back. All the way back before we started the podcast, before we even thought about doing a podcast. So I was a writer for, I wrote about wrestling sa lordsofpain.com, .net pala, sorry. If you are familiar with that, kung kumukuha kayo ng wrestling news doon, now it's called wrestlingheadlines.com. But dati, it was Lords of Pain. I was a writer. And yung isang project na mga writers doon dati was to make either a radio show or a podcast. So una radio show pa kasi uso pa yung web radio, internet radio dati nung early 2010s or late 2000s. So that we tried that a little bit, pero I wasn't really part of it. I didn't get to be a part of it kasi I was in school, tapos iba-iba yung schedule, most of my friends there from the States. So eventually Sarah and I became friends. We were classmates sa comic book writing class sa UP. And I knew he was a wrestling fan. My ex told me he was a wrestling fan, maka org sila. And eventually we just got to talk about wrestling. So we just talked about it a lot. Tapos he was a radio DJ in training. And then I just suggested to him, what if we do a podcast? Because why not? I spent a lot of time writing about wrestling, and I have a lot of maraming takes about it. So I wanted to broadcast those takes, and I'm sure he had takes as well. We just started doing it. We did a pilot run muna after this wrestling event here in the Philippines. I don't know if you guys are well versed wrestling scene dito sa Pilipinas. Before there was an actual wrestling scene, there was a show called Joshi Jam. Our friends here, people who would become our friends here, it's a wrestling scene. They brought over Tajiri and this small Joshi company with a Filipino-Japanese wrestler. You might know her now as Shuri from Stardom. If not, you should know that she is half Filipino. So I think panahon yun ng Yolanda eh. So pumunta siya para tumulong to raise funds for people here. It wasn't a big event. It was poorly marketed, pero we were at the show. We enjoyed the show. It was my second taste of live wrestling. And after the show, we decided to record an episode. We didn't know what it was going to be yet, pero we just wanted to record an episode of us talking about wrestling. And then after that, wala nangyari, I think. Tapos we got to WrestleMania 13 nung year na yun, that was 2014. And after the night of that WrestleMania 30 day, we just recorded an episode. And then we just kept going since.
Yeah, never really stopped. Yung Joshi Jam event na yun, it's funny looking back on it now kasi it was about a decade ago. Hindi lang si Tajiri yung big name dun eh. Mia Yim was actually there. She wrestled here in the Philippines. Si Ike Menjiro, if you remember him, sa NXT 2.0, he was also part of that show. So, yun nga, seeing a couple of faces na later on makikita mo sa WWE, it was pretty big for us. The podcasting thing nagsimula din, at least from my end, through my dad, because my dad was bugging me to get into podcasting before anyone in the Philippines was even podcasting. Like sinasabi niya, you want to do it, why don't you try it? Kasi no one else is doing it. It's a niche that no one had found yet at the time. And at nung mga early 2010s, I was already in radio and yung recording studio nun, pwede naman siyang gamitin. As in, nagpaalam lang ako dun sa boss namin. Sabi niya, yeah, sure, go ahead. Kasi even if you don't pay rent or don't pay for the resources, you'll end up learning skills that I will end up benefiting from in the future, like production, editing, audio processing. Stuff like that. Nagkatotoo yung sinabi niya, I did learn all of that stuff on my own. So, in the early days of the Wrestling Podcast, I would say like the first couple of years, ako yung nag-handle nung editing and putting these episodes together. Now, these days, we're lucky to be signed to a network called the Pod Network, and they handle all of the post-production. So, it's way easier now for us to do what we do. Now, we're able to record 2 to 3 episodes on any given week. But at the time when we started and no one really knew what podcasting was, it was basically the blind leading the blind. Talagang we were feeling around aimlessly and just listening to other podcasts to have an idea how to form yung sarili naming podcast. Tapos sobrang konyo pa namin nun, like yung podcast at the time, sobrang English kami 90-95% of the time. Unlike now na tinatagalog na rin namin yung mga references namin, yung banter namin. So if wala kang magawa and you go listen to the older episodes of our podcast, which we highly suggest that you don't, notice na it's night and day talaga yung difference.
Yeah. Please don't. Yeah, it's great though.
How many episodes na kayo?
Sorry. Oh, how many episodes? We just released our 646th. So we just recorded.
674. 675 na yung record natin today.
Wow. Hindi, 40 lang. 640 pa lang.
Ah, well, who's counting?
Yung record natin, 647. Anyway,
right.
We're heading into 650, 700, probably 700 by the time we get to our 10th anniversary in April next year.
Consistency and commitment for you to be able to do 600 too. I just realized, I just uploaded our 11th episode. So para, it's a long way to 600.
That's fine.
Yung ilan ko compare niyo 674 versus 647. That difference is, but yeah, galing. So how do you guys, right now you're doing the podcast, obviously, but are you also doing other things? Maybe, or like another like a career path that you're doing, or is it mostly just all the wrestling stuff?
I wish it was all the wrestling stuff because my life would be so much easier. But I don't know. I have a day job. I've had a day job for 10 years now. I currently work in public relations. I write as well for media. So I'm a writer by trade, and that's what I do. That's how I am able then to articulate myself as a podcast, and it's what pays the bills. That's why I have this equipment now and the means to watch as much wrestling as I could. So yeah, and I really wish I was able to do just the wrestling stuff, but it don't be like that.
Yeah. I get to do a little bit more wrestling for work because I do Tagalog commentary for WWE. So, it's actual work that allows me to work on the production side ng WWE. So that one actually helps pay for my bills. So I'm very fortunate to get to say that. But that doesn't happen every day naman. I only do premium live events or yung mga dati natin tinatawag na pay-per-views. So when I'm not doing that, I do voiceover work, which explains why I have a studio set up like this in my house. So I do commercial voiceovers. I'm also the imaging voice of Solar Flicks. So yung mga next time on Forbidden Fruit, for example, yung mga ganung klaseng plugs, that's the type of stuff that I do. I recently started with the PBA as well as a game experience host. So that means pag meron mga games, yung mga live games sa arenas, ako yung nag-hype ng crowd, nagpapamigay ng mga t-shirt, getting people to participate sa mga fan cams. Kind of like what you see sa NBA League Pass, yung ginagawa sa mga arenas doon. So, and I also host events. So a lot of the stuff that I do or that I work on involves the mic talaga. So very mic-oriented naman yung ano ko, career path ko.
I actually seen one of your, I think it's sa TikTok ko ata nakita, yung nag-co-commentator ka sa PLE.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Thank you for catching that. Yeah, so yun, I've been doing that for about a couple of years alongside Carlo Pamintuan, who also is a PBA commentator. So, ayun, we are still trying to get more people to know that Tagalog commentary exists.
Yeah, hopefully soon, ikaw na yung nasa tabi ng Spanish table. Or ikaw na yung nasa Spanish table, no?
We would love that. We've been manifesting that for 2 years. Like, yung mga friends namin from Saudi Arabia, di ba? Sila yung nasa tabi na ano na sila, na papakita na sila on TV. They even have a freaking entrance during the Saudi shows. So, if it can happen for them, hopefully it can happen for us.
Yeah, kaya. Manifest.
Claim it. Kaya.
For sure.
Well, yeah, so... For you to be able to, so I guess just wanted to touch a little bit about the podcasting side before we dive into wrestling. You know, for me kasi yung, again, like sinabi ko kanina, yung commitment to do 600 plus, like that's not, it's not easy, you know, like no matter which way you put it, no? Kahit ngayon, like someone's doing your editing or whatever, but for you to still be able to show up, think of topics to do, and like we can really resonate with that. Again, nag-uupisa pa lang kami, but just imagining 100 episodes is crazy to me, but to say, to hear almost 700, right, that's wild. So what do you guys think, yung parang pinaka, what drives you to just do it? Like, we know na, you know, it's not like you're not bringing in millions. Yeah, right? Not bringing in the millions yet, but what drives you? Is it really just the love for wrestling?
I really love talking about wrestling kasi dami ko takes about it. I'm in the business. So, Stan and I were both in the business. I've been talking about this for 10 years now. More than 10 years na pala. For some reason, gustong-gusto kong intellectualize yung wrestling. Rationalize yung wrestling. So, that is what drives me. So, wala akong choice for myself but to live and breathe wrestling. So whether I'm in a show, whether I'm wrestling or watching the show, ng mga big promotions on TV, it's what's fun for me. It is something that I enjoy. I really love wrestling. So the fact that I have a platform where I can hear myself talk about wrestling and talk with my smartest friends about wrestling is what's enjoyable talaga. Kasi yun talaga yung nakakapag-exercise ng utak mo. And then the fact that there have been people over the years who have tuned into us and actually look forward to what we have to say about this or that, nakaka-inganyo yun eh. So, it's not a lot, really. It's not a lot. It's not a, yeah, as you said, we're not bringing in millions. We're also not like, we're not ranking sa top 100 ng Spotify Philippines charts, diba? We just did that once, I think. Pero the fact that meron kaming community, meron kaming fan base, a part of the fan base ng wrestling, that is our fan base. It's pretty cool. I think it's our biggest achievement then. One of our biggest achievements.
On my end naman, what motivates me is the fact that the podcast feels like a radio show now. Just because of the frequency with which we do it. Yung background ko kasi radio eh. That's where I started. I spent about 12, 13 years on and off in radio. And because the business of radio, FM radio in the English-speaking market to be specific, because that particular niche is down in the Philippines, as in luging-lugi na siya, I lost my job twice over the last 3 years. And I get my fix out of being on the radio through the podcast, getting to host a show with my friends and my co-hosts, getting to talk to our friends and our listeners and engaging with that community. Lalo na pag Thursday when we have our live streams, It's on Facebook, it's on YouTube, real time yung interaction talaga. Meron kami mga pa-shoutout, minsan may pa-giveaway pa kami. It really scratches that radio host itch in me. And the fact that wrestling has no off-season means na we always have something to talk about, whether we like it or not. Minsan yung patulog ka na, pucha, may breaking news pa rin. Nakakabwisit siya, pero it's the lifeblood of what we do, right? So, wrestling has no off-season and it keeps us going for better or for worse. And it's one of the biggest reasons why we've been doing this for approaching our 10th year by April.
Oh, tsaka ano, another perk of the job is getting to talk to actual wrestlers that we see. I mean, I'm an actual wrestler, but you know, the wrestlers we see on TV. So, marami-rami na kami nakausap. Your current NXT champion, we've spoken to him. Former tag team champion, we've spoken to him. Former cruiserweight champion, we've spoken to them. Andami. We have gotten these opportunities by our skill and dedication for wrestling. Talaga.
Who's your dream? Who would be your dream guest to have the wrestling podcast?
Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, same Bryan Danielson. Maybe William Regal, Becky Lynch.
Yeah. Actually, what I'm still left. You know, my pinaka favorite is Bryan Danielson. Because we can't have Eddie on the show anymore.
Yeah, if we could bring back Eddie Guerrero, he died on this day 18 years ago, by the way. If we could bring back Eddie Guerrero and put him on the podcast, yun, I would give an arm and a leg for that.
It's galing. Well, paano nyo pala naisip yung name, no? Like, wrestling. Ano, parang sige, ito na lang? Or like, was it by design? Or how did that come about?
Our original name was the Smart Gilas Pilipinas Podcast. So it was a joke. Kasi at the time, diba, the national team was called Smart Gilas Pilipinas. And then in wrestling slang, pag smart ka, it means, alam mo yung mga nangyayari sa behind the scenes, yung mga rumors, ganyan. Over time, we realized that it wasn't a name we wanted to grow with. It wasn't a name that would like last the test of time. And then we were about to sign with Podcast Network Asia. So we figured it was a good time to rebrand and to rename the pod. So we ultimately went with the Wrestling Podcast kasi si Chino, isa naming co-host, would get recognized at the shows that he would do kasi stand-up comedian siya. And then there was this one guy who went up to him and said, "Oh, kilala kita doon sa podcast, yung Wrestling. It's kind of like how your tito and your tita would ask, but nanonood ka pa ba noon? Yung Wrestling dyan, di ba?" So yeah. It was so annoying to me personally because we spent so many years building a brand and then all people could remember was wrestling. So as an in-joke, we just adopted it na lang. Sige, we'll be the Wrestling Podcast because we talk about that wrestling stuff anyway. So yeah. Yun, sorry, that's how I remember it.
Yeah, it was my idea to use, it was my idea to change the name. I brought ako nag bring up nun. Tapos it was my idea, I think, to use yung wrestling. Kasi it was catchy. Obviously, it told you ano yung topic ng podcast, di ba? But even though it's catchy, it's also really, really bad for SEO. Kasi wrestling and podcast are very generic terms. So we have YouTube and we're uploading content on YouTube. And ang hirap namin hanapin kasi we're using really generic terms for our channel name. So I don't know how to get around that just yet. Pero well, for the most part, madaling intindihin ko ano yung topic ng ano yung pinag-uusapan namin on the podcast. And I think that goes a long way then to build brand recall. And mas madaling sabihin ng mga international guests namin.
Yeah. It also helps that the acronym is WWP. So like, it's easy to type, it's easy to remember, yeah. Diba? They're like, oh yeah, the WWP guys, ganyan. It also reminds me of yung music video ng Order Taker, diba? Yung spoof nila sa WWE logo was WWP, Wrestling Philippines. So like, there's a bit of recall when you think of the acronym, and that's the consuelo we take from the poor SEO choice that we made 5 years ago.
Well, I would say this, no? So as someone in marketing, I've been exposed to SEO for the longest time then. The number one way for you guys to fix this or combat this, kalimutan niyo na SEO, the stronger your brand gets, it in the end, it's not gonna matter. Kasi the True. Stronger your brand gets, like, fuck SEO, no?
Oh, yeah, just brute force your way, yeah.
No, I mean, yes, I would love that, pero I type in wrestling podcast now, and minsan... kami yung mauna sa Spotify, pero sa Google, hindi. Sa YouTube, hindi. So, yun ang problema. Even, I think, if you spell out yung wrestling hyphen wrestling. So, yun yung problem right now. But that's getting too technical for our listeners.
Alright. Well, thank you guys for sharing your journey sa pag-podcast. No? Pasok na natin wrestling, Kelvin.
Wait, sorry, may tanong lang ako regarding sa podcasting nila. Kasi, na-realize ko, ang dali nila nakuha yung pangalan nila. Tayo, inabot tayo ng isang buwan. If di ako nagkakamali, sa pagkapangalan lang. So, bukod dun sa anong mga naging malalaking challenges nyo all throughout yung pagiging, yung podcasting life nyo?
I would say yung, well, yung pera, obviously, kasi walang pera dito. We signed on with a network, yun nga, 5 years ago. And I think we can say na even though we were promised big things, hindi pa rin siya nangyari. I don't want to point fingers, pero I mean, it's a whole mix of factors. One of which is niche pa rin ang wrestling. So you have a subset of the population watching wrestling and only a subset of those fans listening to podcasts, tapos a subset of those podcast listeners listening to a Filipino take on wrestling. So talaga niche of a niche of a niche and possibly more, right? So yun yung challenge talaga to quote-unquote get over. But we got over din naman. That's why we have a fan base. That's why we have, when we do events, may pupunta pa naman. That's why when you buy stuff with us, may pumapatol naman. So, okay lang din. So, but this one, hindi talaga siya profitable. So, yun yung problems. Biggest challenges is marketing. Yun nga. Hard to put out a niche. I think, yun talaga. We figured out the problems kasi nung editing, nung hosting. I mean, hosting ng podcast sa mga server, diba? Sa mga streaming services. So that part is easy. It's really just the promotion of it all.
There's also the time management kasi syempre we have full-time jobs. Like kahit na sabihin mo na ako raketero ako or si Ro, he has a full-time job. It's still not easy to fit anywhere between 15 to 18 hours of weekly wrestling content into your diet. Kasi yung Raw, that's 3 hours. SmackDown is 2 hours. NXT is 2 hours. And then you have to watch AEW because the fan base also talks about that. That's easily another 5 hours. And then kung merong pay-per-view, diba, whether that's WWE, AEW, or New Japan, kapag big show yan, that's what, 4 hours? Diba? You add all of that, that adds up. And honestly, it does get tiring then. Even for people like us who love wrestling, there has to be a time that I just want to pause and be like, I don't want to watch wrestling today. So for me, that's Mondays. Kasi Monday, walang live wrestling shows unless my pay-per-view. And like, I look forward to Mondays because I can just watch things that don't involve wrestling. And that's something that, that's something that I didn't used to admit openly. But now, parang wala, kailangan ko na siyang, to be honest with it, because as much as I love it, I have to also detach every now and then.
Mondays.
Sa Monday ako naghahabol naman kasi there are some things I don't get to watch over the weekend kasi on the weekend I also want to do other things. So I'll do that on Monday kasi alam kong walang show on Monday except pag may pay-per-view on a Sunday night in US time. So on that note, on what Stan said, normally it's okay to just talk about one company. Kung gusto mo WWE lang, di ano, or gusto mo AEW lang, di okay. Wala namang pipigil sa'yo nun. But the thing kasi is what Stan didn't mention was that we pride ourselves din on being as experts as we could be as possible, diba? Kaya even though you probably don't need to watch everything, we do want to give you yung take kasi kahit pa paano, at least kami dapat yung alam ang lahat, di ba? Kaya medyo pet peeve ko rin yung hindi napapanood ng lahat. Even though I get to do that, so I end up doing that sometimes. But as much as possible, I wanted us to be yung knowledge keepers of wrestling, especially current events. Kasi who else is gonna hold themselves to that standard except us, di ba? At least here in the Philippines.
So talagang talagang part ng process niyo is you review, no? Like you take it seriously. Yun yung pre-work, no? That's the pre-work that many people don't see. Di nalalam, eh. Like nakikinig lang sila. Every week, oy, yan na ulit, sina Stan, sina Rose, sina Chino, di ba? Like, oy, may content. Pero to get, to even get to that point na meron kayong masasabi, mapag-usapan ganun, that's 10 to 20 hours of pre-game, pre-work that you do.
Tsaka, if somebody fakes it, and even I get to have to fake it sometimes, I can tell as how much I've been doing this. Stan and I can tell pag hindi mo alam yung sinasabi mo. And which is, I can say because I'm guilty of it as well.
Yeah, we used to host a TV show sa Fox back when they had a Philippine office. It was called The Wrestling Gods. And one of our former co-hosts would routinely get on the show and fake it. Sobrang halata kasi hindi siya updated sa current product. And we knew. So, yun, we can tell. Hopefully, our listeners will not be able to tell if we have to fake it. But kami, yeah, we've
sila,
already figured sila, it out.
You know, sila, they can get fooled. But, you know, okay lang na ma-fool natin sila. We work them. Pero tayo, dapat hindi.
Okay, Calvin, do you have anything else?
Wala na. Regarding podcasting, I think I'm good. Let's go to wrestling. I have one question na gusto kong simulan. What do you guys do if someone says wrestling is fake?
Well, we're both in the industry as performers. So, ako naman, hindi ko na dine-deny yun, diba? I mean, like, aspects of it are fake. I can tell people na nasasaktan ako for real. But whether or not they believe that is up to them. Pero it's also not real, diba? To the point na hindi naman talaga ako nakipag-away with someone else or hindi talaga kami nagbi-beef, diba? So I think there's no point denying it kasi I can deny it tapos I can just give you or show you my work in which I try to make it feel as real as possible. Kasi yun naman yung ano eh, yun naman yung stage of acceptance ng wrestling fans ngayon. Alam naman nila fake, pero syempre, gusto pa rin nila mabentahan na medyo totoo to, or at least it doesn't look fake. I think both things can coexist, and a lot of fans know that both things can coexist. So, hindi ko na talaga siya dinay-deny ng ganun.
My 2023 answer to that question is, you can call it fake, but the money I make from it is real.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You know, the money I make from it has gone to renovating the house that I'll be moving into in 4 months. So that shit is real, bro. But before 2023, I would tell people, kasi when someone snarkily asks you na, you know that shit is fake, right? May undertone na gusto kanya pagbukhing tanga, right? Mm. So, I'll ask them in the same vein, bakit? Naniniwala ka ba na si Emilia Clarke, Mother of Dragons? Si Bryan Cranston, ba durugista ba siya talaga? Di ba? Like, we watch these TV shows that are fictional and we get into it. So, what makes wrestling any different? It's basically a teleserye. It's a drama, di ba? That we all enjoy as much as you enjoy whatever TV show you stream on Netflix.
Right. So yun, I think yun yung keyword dun eh, na parang it's a show, no? It's a form of entertainment. And siguro yung mga nang did this or yung mga nagsasabi na fake naman yan, maybe they have different expectations also.
Yeah.
Maybe they think it should be kind of like UFC and just don't understand that entertainment is different from, you know, Manny Pacquiao punching someone in the ring.
Parang na-offend sila na nasabihan na fake yon. Tapos, oh, na-offend ako. Eh, fake pala to. Nagmukha akong tanga kasi fake pala itong pinapanood ko and akala ko totoo siya. But we fans, all four of us, we're long past that. Alam, the fact na tanggap natin na hindi naman totoong away ang pinapanood natin goes to show na we understand the art form because it's art. It's more art than sport, really. And we know what we're talking about. So if someone else comes telling us fake naman yun eh, parang siya naman yung tanga kasi hindi naman niya alam na alam nating fake yun.
And I think my sense of belongingness for people like us, like especially na, like, okay, mulat tayo, we know what the deal is, diba? We know that there's a curtain to be pulled and we may have an idea of what goes on behind the curtain, and I think that makes us all in on the thing. We're all part of it. Right, we all share this experience, and we share that wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Na yes, we know. So I think that's actually something that brings the community together.
Right. Yeah, hindi nila naiintindihan na alam natin. They all think we don't know. That's the problem.
Which is actually in some ways parang insulto na lang rin. Parang yeah. Seryoso, bro. Ano ba tingin mo sa akin, di ba? One thing I really wanted to share then is that wrestling to me, especially WWE, right? One thing that people don't understand, and ako as someone in the marketing space, I fully acknowledge that WWE maybe are the best, most creative minds, writers, storytellers in all of entertainment. Maybe if not the number one, definitely right up there. And kami, even when we think about like esports scene, kasi sa games ako nag-work eh, how can we make the esports scene more exciting? Like sabihin, we have to sprinkle some WWE in there. Sino yung mga top players natin? Anong klaseng storyline yan? Like that's how we are able to bring in more viewers when we pit each other against someone and may mga story, may mga parang beef na mabubuo. And like I wala ko pa kaya, like hindi, it might not be real to you, but like that's how I bring in the viewers, right?
Yeah.
So I think people don't put so much respect into the art when they should. Right? The same way you would fall in line for Hamilton, watch that play and clap at the end. Like I feel like wrestling deserves that same flowers and siguro ignorance or maybe just people just don't know. But yeah, sobrang galing ng storytelling.
Here's the thing about that. Yung mga bagay na hindi na naiintindihan, like people who prefer MMA or prefer the UFC or prefer sports like basketball or football, whatever have you. Diba? Hindi nila alam na all the marketing tactics that all of these leagues use to bring in the viewers are plays straight from wrestling. Whether they realize it or not. Kasi alam nila na ang drama ang pumabenta ng tickets nila. And all of that is something that wrestling has either learned long ago and or perfected long ago. And they're all stealing these playbooks. And they don't know that because they just consider it as the fake thing.
Right.
Yeah. Even the way that they present people as characters outside of wrestling. How do you create those individual narratives? That all comes from the hero's journey, diba? Which we know from wrestling. Na syempre, hindi naman wrestling din yung nag-pioneer because yung structure of storytelling ng hero's journey is a literary device that has existed even before wrestling. But wrestling, as Ro said, has perfected it. And you see it in presentation. Diba? I remember when I was working with the people from the FIBA World Cup because I was also doing MC duties for them. And I got feedback from Rafe Bartholomew of ESPN who was at the show or at the games. And then he sent me a message and said that the wrestling influences are so clear in the way that you introduced Gilas Pilipinas. And you can see na people pop for that stuff. Kasi the way that I introduced Gilas was basically how a wrestling announcer would introduce sina Scotty Thompson, Kai Soto, and all of that. People will just deny. They'll probably say, I didn't know it came from wrestling, or hindi, that's what we expected. But wrestling kasi has this type of flair and showmanship na other sports, other productions would also love to have kahit papano. So ako, the way that I do my work is I always bring a little bit of wrestling into it, even though it's not even wrestling adjacent, kasi I think that's what adds the spice into whatever performance or production that is.
Nice.
Saka to add, yung wrestling yung pinaka-complete form of entertainment eh. If you want drama, wrestling. Comedy, wrestling. Love story, wrestling. Even horror, di ba? Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Legit. Diba? You know it. You know.
Agree.
Kompleto. Yeah, so Kel, pwede na tayong pumunta sa mga current mga takes.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Do you have any question or ano?
Hindi, idalin mo na.
Okay, sige. Okay, I think ito coming next year or maybe, yeah, I guess coming next year, maybe not. Who do you think should dethrone Roman Reigns?
Well, marami. Mostly because it's time to end it. Yung last sagot ko was LA Knight kasi LA Knight had so much momentum. Cody, sure. Cody, if you want a Cody, fine. Okay lang din. Pwede naman. But at this point, yung pinaka answer ko talaga is if you're gonna build someone na magiging legit enough or looking legit enough to get the crowd rooting for them, kahit si Drew McIntyre pa yan, kahit si Sami Zayn pa yan, kahit si Kevin Owens pa yan, kahit si Jey Uso pa yan, dapat sila na yung nanalo. Kasi malapit nang magwelga mga tao kay Roman Reigns. And as a business, you really don't want that.
Ako naman, obviously, I can't answer it the way Ro would because of my affiliations with WWE. So all I'll say is, kung sino man yun, I'm looking forward to calling that moment. Kasi being on commentary for a lot of huge moments ng WWE over the last 2 years, from Cody Rhodes making his surprise return to the Sami Zayn match nung Elimination Chamber last February, sobrang... It feels like a blessing to be involved in those moments as a lifelong wrestling fan. So whoever that is, and whether that happens or WrestleMania 40 or whatever event it happens at, feeling ko magwawala ako just because finally I get to be a part of it.
Ikaw, Kelvin, sino bang ano bet mo?
Wala kasi nung gusto ko talaga nung una si Jey Uso na eh. Parang yun na yung panapos ng story eh. Pero wala, sorry. Ngayon, meron, a part of me, gusto ko mag-retire na siya as champion para talaga, you know, cemented as GOAT. Diba?
Retire lang?
Like, yeah, retire. Oh, retire as champion na. Diba? Parang GOATed ka na pag ganun. Wala eh. Nakikita ko na lang talaga si Jey Uso, Cody Rhodes, and you're Seth Rollins. Retire. Seth Rollins kasi nga, wala pang, di pa nananalo si Roman ng isa kay Seth Rollins one-on-one. And, if si Bron Breakker man, wala, kailangan na siya i-build up agad-agad kung siya yung gagawin sa WrestleMania. But yeah.
May theory ako, pero baka invalid. Pero, di ba nung lumipat si, bumalik si Cody Rhodes from AEW WWE, would it be possible that part of that? Kasi, like for me, like hindi naman masasabing pangit yung sitwasyon na iniwan ni Cody Rhodes. Actually, nagginawa na siyang EVP. Di ba, like para na rin siyang Diyos sa AEW. Like, so I don't know, may feeling lang ako na that there might be some kind of wink-wink promise. But, that's just me. Pero pwede rin, pwede mag-retire na lang, wala na lang. Bala na. Pag ba ganun, like, ano usually nangyayari? Like, magkakaroon ng parang Royal Rumble to determine the contenders or...
Like, if someone retires as champion?
Yeah, na-vacate lang yun. I think that's happened before, but I don't recall.
Most likely, magta-tournament sila. Because tournament, syempre, most legit way to crown a... two contenders, tapos yung whoever is magiging champion. Para that sila magmukhang credible, diba? Pinaka, medyo overused siya now more than ever for some reason. Lalo na dahil kay Tony Khan. Pero, nobody, everyone loves a good tournament. Kasi, in real sports, diba, the way you get a champion that everyone believes is worthy of the champion is pag dumaan sila sa lahat ng kalaban nila. Kaya, yun yung pinaka legit na paraan para mag-crown ng bagong top dog.
We'll see. So currently, guys, syempre, you watch a lot of wrestling content. But what would you say, anong parang so far, in the last few months that you've been watching, what's your favorite part? Whether show, like which show, or like which kind of story, yung talagang tutok na tutok kayo, and parang, ano talaga, hype na hype for, you know, when you do tune in.
See, I'll go first. Probably yung mga non-wrestling specific content na wrestling adjacent pa rin. So for example, WWE has a co-production with A&E, which is a channel in the US, and they produce all of these documentaries and mga episodes of pseudo-reality TV. One of my favorites is Most Wanted Treasure. So parang siyang Pawn Stars pero for wrestling. So yung concept ng show, si Booker T yung parang pinaka-host, tapos he sends out si Lita and Mick Foley to go look for lost relics from yung mga careers ng wrestlers. Kunwari, yung mask ni Rey Mysterio nung last match nila ni Eddie Guerrero. Hahanapin nila kung nasan yun. Tapos either nasa mga baul ni Rey or kunwari, they will have to buy it from like a collector. So I really enjoy it kasi it's a good way of retelling these old stories or shining a light on these new stories that haven't been told surrounding these items. Tapos nahi-humanize din yung mga wrestlers kasi you see them interacting with their colleagues, with the younger talent, with fans in a very human setup. It also allows the fans to show love to the wrestlers, lalo na pag dinalaw sa bahay and then they're out to buy pala that very significant piece of memorabilia. And then bonus din for me na my fiance, who's not a wrestling fan, does not enjoy anything related to wrestling, actually likes this because she knows Pawn Stars and she understands the concept of trying to get these items from like a collector or whatever. So that's one of the few times that we actually get to sit down and watch something wrestling related together.
Yeah, Pawn Stars is great. Ako naman, ako, I would say, halos lahat ng shows. It's one of those things na you do have to watch closely para ma-appreciate. And ano ko, impossible yun. Tsaka alam ko na hindi pantay-pantay yung quality, not even, you know, from week to week, diba? Or across all shows. But what I really like spotting kasi is when you can tell na pinag-e-effortan at pinag-iisipan yung mga kwento na tinetell nila sa mga storylines nila, sa mga characters, especially the big characters, mga MJF, mga Adam Cole, Roman Reigns even, or Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, diba? Sila kasi yung mga magagaling magkwento. And may, usually, or most of the time, na-execute naman nila ng tama. So, you do have to really subaybay every week para ano, para mahuli lahat ng moments na to kasi minsan meron siya, minsan wala. And you can only tell if you watch or I tell you kunyari on the show, on the podcast, diba? Or via my review. So when those happen, dun nakikiliti utak ko. So that's my favorite part of wrestling every week, I think.
Wait, sir, may pinapanood din akong show, pero tsambahan lang eh, kasi hindi lagi siya ina-upload sa Facebook and I don't know where to watch. I think sa Vice siya, yung Dark Side of the Ring. And one of my favorite episode is yung Plane Ride from Hell. So, sobrang, dalawang beses ko ata pinanood yun, sobrang tuwa ako sa mga kwento nila.
Okay, so Dark Side of the Ring is also something that I watch. Like, I've seen every episode. I know Ro kind of avoids that because sometimes the stories just get really, really dark. But I love documentaries, and Dark Side of the Ring kind of brings that format to wrestling, both in and out of WWE. I will say that there used to be a legit way to watch that in the Philippines back when Discovery Plus was around. But now that Discovery Plus is pulled out, I'm not sure how you can find it legally. So if you wanna watch yung full episodes, you might have to get creative na lang, is what I'll say.
Hindi naman sa hindi ko pinapanood dahil dark, but also but really because when you don't show it to me on a streaming service, mas extra steps kasi yun para okay. Panoorin. Kaya minsan tinatamad na lang talaga ako. But you know, when the episode is great, or pag sobrang relate ako sa episode, pag mga kilala ko, kasi a lot of the times, it's really old stuff na hindi ko naabutan. Some of it is, alam ko na, yung, especially yung first season, maraming bagay na alam ko na. Pero syempre, masaya din, as you know, Kelvin, masaya din makita yung mga takes sa mga tao involved at the time, or you know, fans at the time. And, pero usually kasi pag familiar ako sa story, ina-avoid ko na eh. But a lot of it's good. It's really good. I don't avoid it naman talaga.
Okay. AEW, CM Punk, do you think tama ba yung ginawa nila? And may dalawa kasing side yung napapakinggan ko eh. Hindi ko alam kung ano yung totoo or hindi. Parang sinasabi nung iba, mali daw yung ginawa ni Tony Khan for firing Punk kasi si Punk yung dahilan nung deal nila with ano, 'di ba, with a network. Tapos ngayon inalis niya. So what do you guys think? Is Punk really toxic or what? Is he really still good for wrestling business or wag na siya kunin ng WWE? Just like what Rollins said.
Okay. May WWE side eh, so Stan can't really comment on that. So the thing kasi is, yung mga fans, pag sinasabi nila ng gano'n, kasi nasasabi nila yun, madali sa kanila sabihin yun kasi never naman sila naging backstage sa locker room at a wrestling show, di ba? For a wrestling company. So di nila alam kung paano yung katoksikan ng isang mong co-worker, co-wrestler, di ba? So kung wala ka dun sa environment na yun, pwede mo sabihin na, okay, mali yung ginawa niya eh. Dapat nandun pa siya. Dapat may utang na loob sila sa kay CM Punk para sa business, di ba? But we've been in those locker rooms, in that kind of locker room. We know na pag toxic talaga ang tao, toxic talaga siya. And hindi siya worth noong business na dinadala niya. No matter what you say, no matter what fans say, no matter what they like. Ako, personally, ang paniniwala ako is nobody is worth, you know, the money isn't worth anyone's drama. So, mas importante sa akin ang peaceful locker room environment, peaceful backstage environment, an environment where di ka natatakot maging kahit ano, or magsabi ng kahit ano, gumawa ng kahit ano. And I think si Tony Khan, ginawa niya what he thought he needed to do. And na-realize niya, finally, after everyone else got pissed off, na CM Punk wasn't just not good for the business, but also was not good for himself, Tony Khan. Kasi na-realize na rin ni Punk na hindi ito yung dream work environment, dream office job na hinahanap niya nung una siya nag-sign with AEW. And the fact that he left so many companies, ROH, WWE, AEW now, parang at some point, parang ikaw na ata yung problema, di ba? So, okay lang naman to try to make it work, you know, to try and make money with CM Punk. Pero ang sinasabi ko sa podcast lately is, if you want to take that risk, dapat gawin mo rin yung part mo as an employer to make sure na tama sa, you know, tama sa emotions si Punk. Help him help himself. Kung ayaw niyang tulungan sarili niya, then don't bother. Kasi eventually, and I think a lot of fans are seeing this, are predicting this, talagang magkakaproblema din siya. Kasi di niya ma-regulate sarili niya eh. Lagi siyang ganit sa mundo. Or magkakaproblema siya with someone down the line. Kasi it's happened so many times. Diba? Pattern na yan eh. Kaya kung hindi nila gagawin yun, wala, masasayang din pera nila. Okay, short-term pop, pero event, baka maging long-term katoksikan yun sa backstage mo.
To add to that, without like speaking on behalf of like WWE or any company in general, balik ko yung ano, babalik ko sa pinaka focus nung tanong ni Kelvin, which is tama ba yung ginawa ng AEW in response sa mga ginawa ni CM Punk. So if you look at the reports, ano yung mga binalita ng mga journalists about yung mga nangyari surrounding CM Punk, the actions that he did don't seem professional. Diba? The toxic behavior, the toxic comments, the infighting, that's not professional. And what is the business? It is professional wrestling. The first word is literally professional. You have to act like a professional in the locker room, in the ring, when you're conducting business with the boys and the girls in the back, when you're conducting business with the media. You have to be professional. The minute na hindi ka nag-act like a professional, you are disrespecting the company that you work for. You're disrespecting your other co-workers. You're disrespecting the industry. And you're disrespecting yourself as a professional. Now you ask yourself, is that the type of example that you want in your locker room? Lalo na from someone who's supposed to be a veteran, someone who's supposed to be a leader, na tinitingala ng mga tao. Tinitingala ng mga tao sa loob ng industriya at ng mga fans. And if the answer to all of your questions is no, then that tells you everything you need to know about the way that they responded.
Late yung sagot, pero at least dumating. Diba?
Well, ako, actually, kasi gusto, trip ko din si CM Punk, but pinanood, pero kung magkasinubaybayan ko yung nangyari na yan. And I think, gusto ko sa sagot nyo is ito eh. Even as a CM Punk fan, so I fully agree. Kasi okay sana. Ang selling point ko lagi, actually sinabi rin ko kay Kelvin to eh. Kasi like si Kelvin lagi, lagi niya sinabi, sobrang toxic na ni CM Punk, di na worth it. Ako like ko kayo na kontra yun. But, nung narinig ko yung sinabi ni Tony Khan and yung sinasabi nga nila na hindi na safe working environment, I think yun na yung that's where you draw the line eh. Kasi for what it's worth, I think the drama that CM Punk brings to the table, you can capitalize on that eh. You can, that's marketable, that's, you know, you can make money off of that. But when it's already affecting other wrestlers, your other professionals, other your staff, and talagang yun na, na parang nasisira na yung ano nila, I think that's too much eh. Kung drama-drama lang na ano, di ba? Why not isin yun na lang eh. But I think, yeah, we don't know exactly what happened and all the things, different reports. But I think that's how, yun yung ano, yun na yung pagta-usapang ano na, ganun na na marami nang nakakapakan tao, then fully agree ako talaga sa ano, assessment nila.
I think yung way that we approach it is also very much influenced by yung experiences na rin namin. Ayun nga, we've experienced being in these locker rooms ourselves. Na-experience na rin namin having to deal with yung ganitong klaseng toxicity. Even asking ourselves yung question na, is this a type of example na gusto naming ipakita sa younger generation or younger wrestlers who are sharing this locker room with us? Kasi we're in our early 30s pa lang, pero when we started getting involved with the local wrestling scene, we were 24. So we also got to see different types of people react to certain situations in different ways. Some good, some bad. So, you know, I guess we had the benefit of hindsight looking back dun sa mga pinagdaanan na rin namin in the local scene. Kaya seeing this on a bigger scale, na it can happen to a bigger company with bigger names involved, it's easier for us to say na, yeah, we don't want to touch that.
Thank you guys for the answer. Question lang, what do you think is, wait, unang-una, do you consider AEW competition or alternative? If it's a competition or whatever is, ano pa sa tingin niyo yung kulang nila para pumantay sila sa WWE?
Their competition. I would say the competition talaga sila. Di sila pantay, not on the same level, pero malapit na. And I think WWE also rightfully considers them competition. Kasi marami na silang nawala to AEW. Even though may nakuha sila in return, like say a Cody Rhodes or Jade Cargill or even a Brian Pillman Jr. na hindi naman as big a star, marami pa rin silang nawala. And marami pa silang wrestlers na considered AEW as a viable, feasible place to work in and to make their living. So, at that point, hindi na siya alternative. Competition talaga. And they've also demonstrated that in ways na hindi na sasabihin out loud, hindi nila aminin, pero when you think about it, talagang takot sila. Like the NXT versus Dynamite head-to-head. They could have just let that go, pero sinong pinasok nila? John Cena, Paul Heyman, Undertaker, di ba? So, kung hindi mo tatratuhin, kung hindi pala siya competition, bakit yun dinala yung, ano, yung big names, yung big guns, diba? As for AEW naman, what do they need to do? Wala naman. Not naman, I mean, syempre, there's always room for improvement. And syempre, it's on Tony Khan na rin to figure out how to improve his storytelling, his promotion, his marketing. Sadya talagang may, what, 50, 30, 40-year head start si WWE-KAW. So, dahil doon, naging makina na sila ng wrestling industry. So, they have the fan base to the point na yung fan base nila, they equate pro wrestling to just WWE and nothing else. So, mahirap talaga labanan yun. AEW will just have to stay true to itself, cultivate yung sarili nilang brand. Not naman to the point na magsisimula sila ng tribal wars, diba? Na, WWE ka lang, AEW lang ako, ABS ka lang, GMA ako, diba? Huwag naman ganun. Pero, eventually, they will need to, you know, create more goodwill. I think yung fans na talagang WWE lang, parang wala ka namang gagawa doon. Pero for the rest of us, for the rest of them, kailangan mong gumawa ng goodwill to show that AEW is a culture of pro wrestling that's worth supporting.
If there's anything that I can add to what Ro said, it's that I appreciate what the current generation has done in terms of at least respecting yung existence ng isa't isa whenever big things happen. And I'm gonna give a particular example. Like when Jay Briscoe passed away, si Jay Briscoe is diba, part ng ROH and therefore by extension AEW. Inacknowledge ng WWE yung pagkamatay ni Jay Briscoe. They didn't have to. Jay Briscoe was never with WWE. But Jay Briscoe is someone who is friends with so many of the current stars of WWE. And someone na yung kanyang work has been influential to this generation of wrestlers, regardless of which company you work for. So I thought that was a step in the right direction, that they did the whole rest in peace to Jamin Pugh or Jay Briscoe, that they acknowledged him talaga when Michael Cole mentions that he passed away, that it was a loss to the wrestling community as a whole. They allowed sina Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn to wear Jay Briscoe armbands when he'd passed away. They did something similar when Bray Wyatt passed away. Yung AEW naman ang nag-recognize kay Bray Wyatt. There was a tribute to Bray mismo nung All In, di ba? Yung House of Black, they came out with the Fireflies entrance. So, stuff like that, you know, yes, it's competition. It's healthy competition. Kasi there's a lot of places for people to work. There are a lot of opportunities for wrestlers that did not exist as recently as 5 years ago. And I think that's a great thing, and it's a wonderful time to be part of the industry.
Yeah, no, having AEW then, no, is really good, not just for the wrestlers but for the fans as well. Because if you have competition, it would only bring out the best out of everyone, diba? Para you know, alam mo yun, para uusan nila yung isa't isa. Sino ba mas magaling, diba?
Yeah. Panood akong video, I think parang shorts or reels, John Cena, parang tinanong siya about that question and he acknowledged it. No? Sabi niya it's good for the entire space kasi, you know, similar to what the guy said, but also like, as competitors, as someone, di ba, with WWE, like, you would have to step up eh, ang gandang challenge din nun, na parang that's an additional motivation to to do your best work, so... Yeah, I guess ultimately just uplifts the entire industry.
Magulat na lang kayo pag meron nagsabi na hindi, it's bad to have competition. Dapat mamatay yung isang kumpanya, di ba? That would be a very toxic thing kasi parang you're basically saying na sana mawala ng trabaho yung isang buong kumpanyang to, di ba? I don't want that to happen.
Yeah. Gusto ko lang din share, I wonder din sa thoughts nyo. Kasi mas nanonood ako ng AEW lately than WWE. So, parang ang tagal ko kasing nag-detach sa wrestling. Siguro pandemic all the way to this year. Tapos, siyempre, mahilig ako talaga simula bata. Nanonood ako. So, naglulook ba ako sa mga episodes. Eh, parang for some reason, na-captivate ako ng AEW. Kasi favorite ko si Christian ever since. Eh, nasa AEW na siya. So, ang ganda ng story, ganyan-ganyan. One thing na opinion ko, and I correct me na lang if I'm wrong guys, kasi hindi naman ako expert sa wrestling. Nung tinanong ni Calvin, like, ano bang pwedeng gawin ng AEW? Tingin ko ito, as an AEW fan, ang cringe pa rin talaga nung ibang story. Like, wala pa sila yung level, nung kumbaga yung lapis ng WWE, sobrang pulido na talaga. Like, the angles that they think of, the way that they put people together in certain positions, I think ang layo pa ng AEW doon. And I'm saying this as an AEW fan, I'm saying this as someone na gustong-gusto yung nangyari kay Christian. Yun, that's one good thing, and among a few others. Pero, feel ko kulang pa sila sa creativity. Like, ang cringe na nung mismo. Minsan parang nag-uupakan na lang ng mindlessly. So, parang, ano man nangyari dito? Parang may kulang siya sa rhyme or reason. I don't know if you guys maybe feel the same way or see that.
No. I agree. I have a lot to say about this kasi... Like WWE ng panahon ni Vince, etong sa AEW, isa lang talaga yung nagpapatakbo ng kwento, which is Tony Khan. Kasi Tony Khan is lumaki siya sa sa internet era eh. Laking message board siya, laking wrestling forum siya. So marami siyang opinions about or you know, mga fantasy booking na ginagawa niya ngayon because marami siyang pera and kaya niyang gastusin yun lahat sa isang malaking wrestling company. So okay pa siya noong simula ng AEW, nung konti pa lang mga tao nila, isa pa lang show, And now, sa sobrang dami, sa sobrang lawak ng kanyang universe, talagang nahihirapan na siya. To the point na yung mga magagandang story na binanggit mo, yung mga people na pumapatok, ang tingin ko talaga is hindi siya yung gumagawa na. So, yung mga wrestlers na involved ang in charge, ang mga nakaisip na. So, that's the problem. I think, hindi lang ikaw nakapansin. Marami nang nag-criticize kay Tony Khan about that kasi alam nilang siya lang yung nasusunod. But, which is dapat naman kasi, you know, isa lang naman ang writer or booker ng show. Pero, you do have to have a team na nagbe-brainstorm, nag-iisip ng creative ideas.
Kailangan niya rin ng mga parang Paul Heyman, gano'n, yung mga delegate siya or like someone else to kind of step up. Okay. Kelvin, do you have anything pa sa AEW or...
AEW, wala na. I think I'm good. AEW. Yeah, I think we can go na sa ano, no? Sa Philippines naman tayo, dali naman natin dito. Since we have a growing wrestling industry here. Parang this year ko lang siya nakita eh. Lumabas siya sa feed ko, syempre ganun ko lang naman makikita pag lumabas sa feed. I'm gonna be honest, wala akong gaanong alam, nakikita, or kilala pa other than si Jake De Leon sa si Crystal. Silang dalawa lang yung kilala ko talaga. And to be honest, yung ano ko, take ko sa kanila is kulang pa sila ng, ano man, what's that? Acting skills, you know, yung pagsesell, promo, ayun. Pero, it's great na meron wrestling dito and nag-grow siya. And yung belt natin, hindi ko gusto itsura ng belt natin, papangitan ako, sorry. Yun lang, I even commented to one of their posts na it's great na it's growing here in the Philippines, but we hopefully na i-ano pa nila, increase pa nila yung acting skills nila or mag-coaching pa sila in terms of the acting. Kasi yun naman yung pinaka-importante sa wrestling, di ba? As soon as you step out of that curtain, you're telling a story. So, kailangan mabenta mo sa akin na nagtikwento ka ng story. Ayun yung nakikita kong kulang para I guess mag-grow pa yung fan base ng wrestling here in the Philippines.
Well, you guys should watch a show. Sabi niyo, di ba, you haven't really seen it yet. We actually have one on December 3. It's our biggest show of the year. It's actually yung parang pinaka-WrestleMania namin sa MWF. We call it MWF Noche Buena kasi tama nga naman, di ba, Christmas season. So, it's December 3, 4 p.m. sa Circuit Makati, yung theater sa taas, yung Power Max Center Spotlight. You guys should watch. I'm inviting you to directly because, you know, what we show you on social media might be a different experience than when you actually get to see it live. And yeah, I'll admit na maybe in terms of the way that we present our characters or the way that we carry ourselves, we're not on WWE's level. Kasi syempre, we're not in WWE, otherwise we'd be there, di ba? But yung scene natin dito sa Philippines, it's young. It's not even 10 years old. And for a lot of us, we're more or less self-taught. It wasn't until nagka-experience na kami and we were able to network with established wrestlers from abroad na nagkaroon kami talaga ng proper training in terms of all of the things that you just mentioned, Kelvin. So, I think na there's a lot of room for growth and kami ni Ro, we're part of that growth. You know, we're kind of experienced compared to some of them, pero there's also only so much that we can teach. So, the best experience that we can get right now is by performing in front of fans like yourself. So, it would be great if you actually get to see it because there's so much life talaga in a wrestling show dito sa Pilipinas. Especially because what we do in MWF really tries to bring it closer to yung authentic na Filipino experience.
Nice.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, hindi ka naman mali on some respects. Like, yes, talagang some of it needs work. To be honest, some of that does need work. Yung mga people na binanggit mo, yung mga people na nakita mo, they might not be the best actors, but they are also some of the best wrestlers around here. And that's given yung relative inexperience sa buong scene. Kasi yun nga, as Stan mentioned, hindi naman kami WWE level. Nobody is WWE level at the very beginning. Yung mga tao na nakita mo sa WWE, they have been wrestlers for at least around 10 years or so. Most of them have been around 8 to 10 years wrestling before they even get to NXT, diba? Before they even get looked by TV promotions with TV shows. So, kami na hindi pa nagta 10 years at this point, talagang wala dun sa level na yun. Walang ganung klaseng mentorship na regular dito. Walang tao na naka-receive ng ganung klaseng training. Kakarampot lang. So Jake De Leon, you mentioned, did a tryout for WWE back in 2019. And sakalang niya nauwi yung nabaon niya, yung natutunan niya from the WWE coaches. So, we're not denying na hindi talaga fully baked yung mga wrestlers dito, myself included. It's something that we have to ask people talaga. And even though it seems like begging, is that bigyan nyo ng chance, tapos kailangan i-grade nyo on a curve. Kasi may context yan eh. It's not black and white na lahat ng wrestling dapat WWE level or AEW level. Kasi it just doesn't happen like that, diba? Your criticism is valid, pero yun nga, as Stan said, please do come and watch. You might not like it, but maybe you will. Kasi syempre, sariling atin din yun eh. And the fact, I think, a lot of people have, when they come by, what a lot of people have enjoyed is that may something nga na tapos ginagawa nila yung ginagawa namin ng paraan para maisabuhay namin yung pangarap namin to be wrestlers. And again, there is no straight line from here to being WWE level. Yun lang naman, I welcome the criticism. It's not untrue. It's just that lacking context din siya.
Right. You know, I'm not going to be the person who says na hindi ka part ng industriya, therefore hindi mo deserve na magkaroon ng opinion, hindi mo deserve magkaroon ng comment. I'm not gonna say that. I'm not that person. But what I will say is that in our company, yung MWF, there are so many people who really work hard, work way harder than they're able to earn for the stuff that we do, which is kakarampot lang din. They put in so much time and effort talaga above and beyond the call of duty. There's yung weekly television show namin is actually airing as we're recording this. It's a Monday night past 9 PM. Yung TV show namin umeere sa Rock of Manila TV, yung dating RJTV. And it's being put together by a team of both the wrestlers and mga production people who have worked on sets of films that you may have already seen on platforms like Netflix, people who have performed on theater productions, yung aming pinaka booker or pinaka writer ng aming mga kwento is one of the co-writers of Mula sa Buwan, the award-winning musical. So there are so many talented people that have come together to really bring MWF and to try to raise the level of Philippine wrestling. But as Ro and I mentioned, we're a young scene. There's so much room for improvement, and it would be nice if you get to be a part of it by catching the action. Kasi then you'll get to say na I was there nung nagsisimula pa lang sila.
Before ano, not to say that you're this kind of fan, pero marami lang kasing ang pinakahinanakit namin, and I think we can all admit to this, na yung pinakamasakit is that kailangan WWE level pa kami para magka-support, para worth supporting kami. And I get that, you know, your time, your money, it's precious. You probably would rather see something na maganda, na mas polished, mas, I would dare say, legit. Pero, you know, you don't get that kind of thing dito sa atin without supporting from the grassroots. Eh. Sure. Kaya medyo manukot din talaga kami when we see yung reaction ng karamihan ng wrestling fanbase dito sa Pilipinas, who are, syempre, sanay na sa WWE, and how, well, much more perfect it is, diba? Kaya, again, I'm not saying na ganyan kayo, but to anyone who's listening to this and our wrestling fan who prefers WWE, and maybe you've seen a local wrestling promotion, whether MWF pa yan, whether PWR yan dati or FPW ngayon, I would sana lang intindihin nyo yung buong circumstance and yung buong context, yung buong background of what we're all trying to do here. Yun lang naman. It's you can come away not liking it, pero I would at least hope that you guys would understand.
For sure. Actually,
Go. Sure. Yes.
Hindi, gusto ko lang i-share actually na... Sorry, naglag ako. Narinig ko. Okay, unay ka na. So, gusto ko i-share actually na... Di ba nga, bumalik ako sa pag-a-consume ng wrestling. So, actually, I've been watching MWF on Facebook and YouTube. Hindi live eh. Wala akong way, hindi ko mag-gets kung paano mapanood sa live. Pero pinapanood ko rin talaga. So, actually, nasubaybayan ko rin yung mga storyline. And may meron din silang product, or I guess kayo, sorry, na dun sa parang sa Shopee na that I was trying, hindi ko lang ata na check out, yung parang hot bundle with the, ano, with the pin. So, actually ako, yung mga sinabi niyo yun. So, actually, ako, very, ano, ako, very curious ako to see. And I actually want MWF to succeed. Kasi, ganun din ako mag-isip eh, na parang, I'm very, hindi naman sa Pinoy pride or like, hindi naman yung hardcore na ganun. But when you think about it, it really is something to be proud of that we are actually making waves in the industry. So, I actually didn't know that you guys are like a big part of MWF. So I'm happy that we got to talk about that. But yes, ako nanonood lang ako sa mga YouTube.
Thank you.
Sadly, wala ako. I'm leaving the Philippines. I'm gonna come back pa kasi sa January. But hopefully may mga shows sa January and onwards. I would love to go. Talagang matagal ko na rin gustong makanood ng show. So yeah, kudos guys kasi I can say talaga na sa panonood ko para talagang napipiking interest ko eh. Like, kaya kilala ko na yung mga tao eh. Yung si Jake De Leon, yung naka-pink, Joey, di ba? Tapos, yung isang
Joey Rosas, parang, yeah.
Joey Rosas. Tapos yung parang may isa dun long hair, tinry niyang gamutin yung isang tao. Yung mga ganap
Brother Joe Marliwanag, yes.
Yung, di ba? Yung naka-mask, may tropa daw siya, tapos nagsa-psychology, ano sila, nagka-therapy sila, di ba? Tapos naglaban sila after. So I've been watching and ako naaaliw naman ako sa content and well now that I know you guys are part of that I just want to you know give you guys your flowers and kudos kasi I think it really has a lot of potential and
thank you man
proud nakaka-proud yung ginagawa niyo sa MWF.
Thanks guys. It does mean a lot to us. It's a grassroots thing, and for me and Ro, it's literally us trying our best to live out yung dreams namin from when we were younger and just watching WWE from afar, diba? Wondering how we could become a part of the action. So yeah.
Ayun lang, sorry. Just to defend myself, hindi ako hater ng MWF.
Oh yeah. For sure.
I just gave my opinion kasi I wanted to succeed nga rin kasi nga but yun nga lang yung struggle ko rin, same with Nick. Hindi ko alam kung saan siya mapapanood. So umaasa lang ako sa mga TikTok, Facebook, yung ganun. And then there was this one thing na napanood ko sa TikTok. Hindi siya talaga wrestler eh, but he trained for like 90 days ata or nice. Some days.
It's Asia.
Ha?
Huh? Si Pio.
Si Pio. Tapos
yung vocalist ng Lola Amor.
Ayun, siya. Tapos sinubukan niya maging wrestler for a day, 'di ba? And doon ko nalaman na yung mga wrestlers natin parang hindi siya kumikita ng ganong kalaki, but they still do it, you know, just for the love of wrestling. So hopefully wala kang sumuko muna sa inyo, guys, kasi alam mo, ganyan talaga sa simula eh. And we'll be here. I'll be here to ano yun, support you guys hanggang sa marating niyo yung tuktok. And yeah, I will watch your show. Hindi ko alam na yung WrestleMania pala natin, yung WrestleMania pala natin is ano na, December na. Actually, yun yung gusto kong unang puntahan eh. And yes, sige, I'll try to watch. Hopefully, pwede ako nun.
Perfect time, binabalak,
yeah. May binabalak kami ni Nick, pero hindi namin sasabihin ngayon kung paano namin i-call out yung isang wrestler sa MWF para mag-guest sa amin. But yeah, sige, abangan nyo na lang. Basta may gagawin kami pag nanood na kami sa live.
Wow. Wag nyo na sugurin yung ring, please.
Wag.
Hindi pwede yan.
Pag sinugod nyo yung ring, baka maupakan kayo. So wag nyo gagawin.
Wag nyo gawin yan, please.
May question ako. Like, how, hindi naman sana. I don't think kakayanin ang katawan ko. Pero like, how do you guys parang source out talent? Like, well, kung ano may isang tao na, uy, gusto kong sumali dyan, can they actually sign up? Or to be part of it?
Yes. I think at this point, always looking for talent, yung aming factory, if you will. People just have to train. Siyempre, maraming nagsasabi, oh, kaya ko rin yan, kaya kong ano, pwede ba ako sumali dyan? Pwede naman eh, basta mag-training kayo. Daanan yung lahat ng training, yung buong training, ng basics, ng lahat, ng conditioning, and if you make the cut, if you're good enough, then magiging wrestler ka. We are debuting people at this point, parang every month, parang may bagong salta eh. So, it's easy in that you just have to, sign up, but syempre, the rest of it, it's not easy. It's hard. Yung sinasabi nga ni Kelvin, if you want to be good, you do have to improve your skills. And not, even though mukhang madali yung ginagawa namin, it really isn't. And you do have to put in the work. Yun lang naman ang hinihingi ng coaches, ng management ng MWF, na you are hardworking enough to do what it takes to become the pro wrestler you've always wanted to be.
Nice. Yeah, so if you want to join, yung as Ro alluded to, we call it the MWF Factory. So yung mga coaches namin sa MWF, that's where they really put you through the system. And then, alam ko na naghahanap kami ng female wrestlers. So meron mga nakikinig na mga babae na gusto maging wrestler, alam ko libre pa rin ang entrance sa MWF Factory para sa mga women or women's wrestlers. For the men, medyo kailangan na natin magbayad kasi syempre hindi rin naman free ang paggamit ng equipment, hindi rin free ang resources natin. But if you want to know more, paki-visit na lang po yung aming like page. It's facebook.com/Manila Wrestling Federation. Or I believe it's Manila Wrestling. So yeah.
Nice. Sige. I-call out natin mga female listeners. Meron kami 47% female listeners. So,
nice.
Para sa ito, guys, girls, ladies.
Gusto natin yan.
Lumaban na kayo. But yeah, that's super nice that you guys are actually developing talent and trying to, you know, sometimes that's all people need, an opportunity, and you never know, diba? Might catch lightning in a bottle and, you know, mag-work out then. Cool. Sige, so this has been a great, great series of conversations, guys. I think we're about to, ready to wrap up the show. Kelvin, do you have any more questions?
Yeah, final question ko. Pang wrap up question ko. For each one of you, Mount Rushmore of wrestling.
Hirap niyan, sir. you're always bound to piss someone off with a Mount Rushmore. Lalo na in wrestling.
Hindi naman sa ganun. I just hate listing down, you know, top people. Pero sige. Ano ba? You want to start? You have an answer?
Ikaw na lang. Ikaw muna.
Damn it.
Kayo, favorite nyo na lang. Like, doesn't that...
Kaya naman.
Yun na favorite nila? Or talagang gusto mong yung Mount Rushmore nila?
Any.
Nung sinabi mo Mount Rushmore, I thought personal Mount Rushmore ko. So...
Yeah, personal.
Yeah. Alright. Sige, game. One, Eddie Guerrero. Two, Bryan Danielson. Three, Edge. Four, dapat may babae. Sino bang number four is up for debate. Took us into the current era of women's wrestling. Trish Stratus.
Okay. For me, Austin, Eddie, Brian, and then for the women's pick, I'll put Becky.
Nice. Okay. Pares naman maganda. Ikaw, Nick, sino ba ano mo?
Alam mo na yun.
Christian, puro si Christian, apat.
Bias.
Okay.
Bias mo naman si Christian eh.
Favorite ko na si Christian, isa sa mga pinakakinainisan kong moment na hindi ko mapatawad yung WWE talaga nung inagaw kay Christian yung title kinabukasan pagkakuha niya yung kasama sa Edge. Like, talaga ako ng galit doon na parang sobrang napikon ako. And alam ko naman hindi siya masyadong trip ni Vince McMahon. I get that. But sobrang BS lang doon kasi parang for me ang ganda ng moment na yun.
Pero I was di ka nag-iisa. I can relate to that moment. Ako rin. Nanggagalaiti din ako noon. So I get it.
Yes. Kaya sobrang happy ko na he's getting his love ngayon sa AEW. Actually, kahit naman sa TNA, pero iba kasi ng AEW, like may actual following na ano. So I would, yun talaga, favorite kasi, personal favorite ko. And then I would put si Adam Copeland, na yun na ata nakatawag sa kanya ngayon. John Cena, gusto ko. Actually, hindi ko gusto yung mga story niya na yung naging Super Cena na, but I actually a big fan kasi ako ng work ethic and yung talagang people who, you know, do things and make something out of them, and yung the way that he has transitioned into film and as an entertainment person, I would put him there. And sa Divas, actually favorite ko kasi si Trish Stratus din nung growing up. So and kakaiba kasi for me yung ano niya, combination ng parang talent, yung talaga may in-ring skills tapos yung looks ganun, 'di ba? So parang rare to find. So yeah, I think that would be for me. Ikaw ba, Kel?
Personal, Rock Austin, Cena, and Orton.
Orton.
Growing up, Orton. Orton fan talaga ako growing up.
I am ano, Triple H, Batista, Ric Flair, Orton. All right, solid. Guys, so thank you so much for joining us. Before we, before we let you guys go, any final thoughts or anything you want to share and put out there for listeners? Floor is yours.
This was deeper than I expected. This conversation was deeper than I expected. But maraming salamat kasi napa-philosophize ako ng wala sa oras. So, di ko na-expect yun. So, maraming salamat. Really good conversation, really good questions. And please, support, if you can't support, another wrestling talk show na gawa sa Pilipinas, gawa naman Pinoy, just please support local wrestling. Whether it's us, whether it's a podcast or whether it's the actual wrestling shows, please support. Kasi I know hindi siya same level, pero we all have to start somewhere. And hindi WWE ang pinaka kakaisang batayan ng ano ng success dito.
Yeah. For me, it's fun to engage lagi with the local wrestling community. Especially when they really make you think. And that's what we were able to experience here on the Tidal Zone. So thank you for turning our brains on kahit na magna 9:30 na ng gabi as we're recording this. So that was a lot of fun for me and for Ro as well, I'm sure. But yeah, please support the local wrestling scene. Kasi there are a lot of very passionate people who really put so much into it. And if real life has gotten in the way for you na hindi mo ma-pursue yung dreams mo of wrestling, maybe you can do us a solid and help us get to do it. Maybe you can live vicariously through the local wrestling scene, because there are people who are really trying their best to make it happen, to make it materialize for everybody. So yon, follow the podcast, the Wrestling Podcast, at Wrestling2XPod sa Twitter and sa TikTok, Facebook and Instagram. It is at Wrestling Podcast. And then for me individually, if you want to keep up with the stuff that I do, it is at _StanC. On TikTok, I am at StanCSays.
Plugs, ba? Please follow me on Instagram and TikTok at shang.daddy, shang.daddy. You want to talk wrestling with me and hear more of my takes, it is at @roiswar on Twitter. We're not calling it X. And yun, yun na muna for now. Marami kami pa-plug kung tuloy-tuloy ito.
Gusto ko yung ano, gusto ko yung Roiswar.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Good. But so I think maybe we can ma-upload ba natin to before December 3? I think if you guys could share more about the upcoming that MWF yung nga, parang okay, that big event.
Yeah. MWF Noche Buena, it is the biggest show of the year para sa aming kumpanya. It is happening on Sunday, December 3 at 4 p.m. sa Circuit Makati. There's a theater sa taas called the Power Mac Center Spotlight. Tickets are available at the door, pero available din sila on tickettome.net. Yung main event namin features a 4-on-4 elimination tag team match between yung stable na minamanage ko, yung Oro Plata Mata, kami parang big bad ng MWF ngayon. Kalaban namin ang Team MWF All-Stars na pinangungunahan ng ating MWF Pinoy Wrestling Champion na si Fabio Makisig. Ang last two members na hindi ma-eliminate from either side ay maglalaban for the MWF Pinoy Wrestling Championship. So double the stakes kasi regardless of whichever side you're in, pag umabot kang final two, pwede ka maging champion. Tapos pag natalo ang aming side, ma-force mag-disband ang Oro Plata Mata. So a lot of stakes talaga heading into that main event sa MWF Noche Buena. Syempre marami pang ibang match na ia-announce sa aming Facebook page as we go along. But yung shows namin, it's about 3 to 4 hours of just the all-around experience of what you see on TV sa produkto namin. We try to bring it then dito sa mga big shows na ginaganap sa Power Mac Center Spotlight.
And just to add to that, if you're looking for ano, a veteran experience then, as in yung mga taong who made it to the big company. So one of our big guests for Noche Buena is one Ho Ho Lun. I don't know if you guys remember him from WWE NXT Cruiserweight Classic in 2016, but he is coming to the Philippines because he's based in Hong Kong, and he's gonna wrestle one of our wrestlers. He's named Rex Lawin, so medyo hard hitting ang offense niya. He's the closest thing we have to a Kings Road Japanese wrestler from the late 80s or early 90s. So mukhang masaya yon kasi he'll be wrestling a legit industry veteran in Ho Ho Lun.
Nice. Sige, we're looking forward to that. Kelvin yata pupunta. Kaso wala kasi ako nasa overseas ako at that time, but we look forward to that and the growth of MWF and of course, guys, your podcast, wrestling podcast. So all our listeners do check that out. We'll be tuning in as well, and yeah, advanced, happy 10th, alam ko sa April pa, but advanced, happy 10th anniversary. You guys are crushing it. Very big inspiration for podcasters like us who are just 2 months into this whole thing. But yeah, ang galing. We super appreciate your time and your expertise. No? So appreciate you guys coming over to Title Zone.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. I think that is anything else, Galvin, before I end it?
Wala na, all good na ako. Thank you. Sobrang late na. Masyado na natin silang maistorbo.
Abang wrestling na kami. Alright, guys. That has been it for Title Zone, the number one podcast for Filipinos who want to make an impact. Make sure to follow us, like, everywhere. Spotify, YouTube, kung saan mo man ito maabutan. Do that because that'll be super duper duper helpful and we super duper appreciate that. And make sure to join our growing Facebook community. It's Title Zone Podcast Community on Facebook because we do give away stuff there and who knows, baka we might give away wrestling stuff there from this episode, no? Baka mag-hoard ako ng mga MWF stuff at papamigay natin doon. Why not? So, yes guys, yun na. See you again next week. Bye!